All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Hey, it's a brand new week, brand new day. It is Monday, January 24th. It's Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Worzer. One of the stories we'll follow today will be the opening statements in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's constitutional rights. John Collins has more.
Former officers Tu Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King are charged with abusing their authority as law enforcement officers by failing to provide medical care to George Floyd. Tao and King are also charged with failing to intervene with Officer Derek Chauvin's use of force on Floyd. 12 jurors and 6 alternates were seated in the trial last week. It's expected to last about a month. I'm John Collins, St. Paul.
The last part of temporary vaccination mandates in Minneapolis and St. Paul take effect this week. Starting Wednesday, entertainment and sports venues have to check vaccination credentials before letting people in. Last week, businesses serving food and drinks began asking patrons for proof of full vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test. There's been a lawsuit filed against Minneapolis over the mandates. The public has a chance to weigh in this week on Xcel Energy's proposal to store more radioactive waste at its Monticello plant. Kirsty Marone reports.
The state's largest electric utility says its 2 Minnesota nuclear plants at Monticello and Prairie Island are key in its goal of producing 100% carbon-free electricity by 2050. The Monticello plant is licensed through 2030. Xcel has proposed extending its life by another decade. That means it needs permission from state regulators to store more spent fuel at the plant. Xcel estimates it will need about 14 more storage containers to keep the plant operating through 2040. The Minnesota Department of Commerce is preparing an environmental impact statement on Xcel's request. The department has scheduled 2 public meetings this week, one in person in Monticello on Tuesday and a virtual one on Wednesday. The State Public Utilities Commission will make the final decision on Xcel's request. I'm Kirsty Marone, Brainerd.
In sports, the Timberwolves beat the Brooklyn Nets last night, 136-125. Gopher women's basketball team fell to Michigan State yesterday, 74-71. A father and son from Fargo are starting a 500-mile snowmobile ride across Minnesota tomorrow on almost 50-year-old snowmobiles. Dan Gunderson tells us why.
Roger and Wyatt Crum plan to ride 49-year-old snowmobiles 500 miles from Winnipeg to Elk River as a tribute to a snowmobile endurance race that ran from Winnipeg to St. Paul in the 1960s and 70s. Wyatt Crum says vintage snowmobiles are growing in popularity.
It's a nostalgia thing. It's what I grew up on. It's also a relatively inexpensive hobby. I mean, recently prices have gone up on sleds, but you can still find them out there for a couple $100 running or half running. And put a few hundred more dollars into it, and you got a good rider.
The Crumbs are also using the week-long ride to raise money for a local veterans organization. I'm Dan Gunderson, Moorhead.
And the Crumbs are taking a heated trailer with them, anticipating they'll likely need to make some repairs on those old snowmobiles. They're going to need that heated trailer, too. They're starting their trip on a day that'll be bitterly cold. Today's forecast for the region: chance of snow in the south this morning, patchy blowing snow too. Highs will be 5 below to 3 above zero in the north, 19 to 15 degrees above zero in the south, but temperatures will fall in the afternoon. Tonight, we bottom out temperature-wise 25 degrees below zero in the north, 15 below to 20 below zero in the south. Those wind chills going to be brutal, 30 below to 45 below zero. That's why there's a wind chill warning for northern and west central Minnesota tonight through noon tomorrow. Tomorrow, sunny skies and downright cold, highs of only 10 below zero to close to zero with sub-zero wind chills. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org, download the news app, or just turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worzer.